Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Guys, and thank you guys for tuning in this morning. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Now, thank you guys for tuning in. Welcome to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening in. And those who are listening via my show page, live online at blogtalkradio.com, Thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. If you'd like to call in and weigh in on the episode or the subject, excuse me, or whatever you may want to call it, dial 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. It's the number to the show. Call in and voice your opinion about today's episode. Or I don't mind if you just call in and say hello. Again, thank you guys for tuning in and welcome. It's Monday. I know it's tough on you to get up on Monday morning and go to work after being off over the weekend and having such a beautiful weekend as far as weather goes. And I hope you guys had a safe weekend and everything went well for you during the weekend. And we're getting close to the 4th of July and all the barbecues and the cookouts and the parties and all this stuff that goes along with the 4th of July is exciting. Now, I want you guys to be terribly safe over the holidays. Because I know a lot of you are traveling, you're going different places to take some time off with your family or what have you. And I just hope that you guys be terribly safe. And the reason I say terribly safe is because you have to watch out for other people. Okay? You have to watch out for other people. So as you're traveling, on the roads, be careful and watch for other people, because sometimes other people are distracted by other things that happen and you have to watch out for those guys and be alert. And the reason I say terribly safe is because there's no other way to be really, really safe. I want you to be really, really safe. And take your time, because there is no rush. Know you want to get there, but you have to drive there, okay? And you have to drive there on an even keel to get there safely, okay? This speeding and stuff, because you can speed, is not the way to go, okay? Take your time, get there in one piece, have a great time, take your time, get back home in one piece, so that, that you'll be able to keep on keeping on. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in and let's chat. Now, one bit of news that I wanted to throw out there before we get into today's show is, I don't know if you guys have heard about the guy that played for the New England Patriots, Aaron Hernandez. He's been in the news as far as being a suspect for a homicide. A shooting death of another guy. I forget the other guy's name, but he's a semi-pro football player. Now, here's what I know about the story. And I know I don't have all the facts and this and that, but here's what I do know about the story, is that they found this guy's body about 2 miles from Hernandez's house. Okay? But for the police to go to Hernandez's house and knock on his door about this homicide means that they have something to link you to that homicide. If the police came to my house and knocked on my door about a body 2 miles away, how do they know to come to me? Why would they come to me? Why did they miss the hundreds and or maybe thousands of other homes before they got to mine to knock on their doors and ask them about. Why? Because they have something on you. They figure something out. They can link you to that. Then this guy, they asked for his cell phone because he was seen with the guy a few hours before his death. So they asked for his cell phone. Now he gonna crush his cell phone right in front of the police and hand it to him. Okay? Then he turns out they wanted his video surveillance from his security cameras at his home. Now he takes the videotape and destroys the videotape. So they don't have any videotape of what happened. Okay, and now they're asking the neighbors if they have similar video systems that have, you know, cameras, because if any of you know about these security cameras, you know, at the house, they have the wide angle lenses on them. So if they're for the front door, people coming up to the front door, you can see who comes up to the front door, but as well, you can see the yard and sometimes even in the street. So they're asking his neighbors if they have any similar security system at their home where they have any type of video. So now they've put out a warrant for his arrest for obstruction of justice. Because obstruction of justice is they ask you for something, you destroy it. That's obstruction of justice. They're trying to get to justice. They're trying to get to the bottom of who killed this guy. Find out who did it. Put him, bring them to justice. So he's obstructing justice by destroying his cell phone. But little does he know, I guess, is that whomever his cell phone is, whomever, you know, the cell phone company that take care of his cell phone, they have all the records. Okay, you can't destroy those. They're sitting out there on a server. So they'll be able to subpoena his phone records and find out exactly where he was, when he used his cell phone, who he called, all this jazz. So because you destroyed your cell phone, that doesn't mean that they can't get the records. Okay? So because he destroyed his video tape of his security, they're gonna also, that's part of the obstruction of justice thing too as well. So he's in some trouble, so to speak, because if you didn't have anything to do with this guy's murder, then why would you destroy your phone records? Okay, here, my cell phone, you know, I called a couple of girlfriends, but don't tell my wife, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, there it is, but I didn't kill anyone. Okay, here's my security stuff. The guy came by the house, you know, a couple hours before, but I didn't let him in because I was pissed off with him because he hit my aunt that he was dating or whatever. Okay, so I didn't let him in. But here's the security stuff. I didn't kill anyone. And that's what you have to do if you're innocent. If you're not innocent, then that's a different story. You destroy stuff trying to cover up. He had the cleaning folks come into the house and scrub down the house. Why? Okay? So those are some of the things that he's in trouble about. But anyway, we'll get on. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. The Frank W. Show. You can also follow us on Facebook. Go into your Facebook account and search for The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. and our show page should come up there. So go ahead and do your thing there on Facebook, and of course Blog Talk Radio. If you are on the show page on Blog Talk Radio right now, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon and set that up where you can follow the show through the site. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Now, today's show is entitled, Why Do Some Women Take Care of Deadbeat Men? Why do some women? My emphasis is on some. Why do some women take care of deadbeat men? Not all women, but some women. Why do they take care of deadbeat men? I don't know the answer to that. Excuse me. I don't know the answer to that question. Okay? All I can give is my opinion, my theory about why do some women take care of deadbeat men. And I say some women because all women don't. Some women do. So I say some women. So not to pick up all the emails about this. All women don't do that, you know. I didn't say all women. I'm saying some women. Okay? And I saw a show about a young man. He's fathered 14 kids. He's fathered 14 kids. And he fathered 14 kids by 13 different women. So one of those women got two kids by him. Okay? He's not working. He's not taking care of them, of course, because he's not working. But there was one young lady on there that has a kid by him that he lives with. And she's taking care of him. She, you know, she goes to work every day. He stay home, sit around, and does nothing. But she goes to work and she pay all the bills. She take care of him. She's proud of that. She's proud of that. And she telling these other women that this her man. She's got him. Okay? Now, that's all well and good. But what about him? Why isn't this guy taking care of his kids? He had all these. I tell you one thing why he's not. I know we know it's because he doesn't have a job, okay? And he thinks that it's best not to get a job because if he gets a job, he's going to lose all his money to child support. Well, you know, think about it, dude. You know, you're going to have. You having all these babies, or these women having all these babies by you, and you can't take care of them. Why are you doing that? Why are you going around just having unprotected sex with all these women and giving them babies? Now, I don't just blame him because these women are sitting around, you know, he's coming to them and jumping up and down on them. And they aren't even protecting themselves by, you know, by what am I trying to find? By making him wear protection. I mean, think about it now. Unless you want a baby, okay? Unless you want a baby, you shouldn't have unprotected sex. All right? Because, you know, I'm a guy. I know how we think, okay? And guys are talk these girls into having unprotected sex. And they do that supposedly, quote unquote, it feels better. But they've got, they got all kind of protection out there that's what you call thin, and you know, you can't feel the difference, all this type of stuff. Go get some of that stuff. It's easier to buy something like that than to have 18, 25 years of paying for a kid that you didn't want. Okay? So my thing, what I'm trying to teach here, guys, and I'm seeing guys, because I want the guys to understand this. And I got a lot of young people that listen to the show. So the young guys out there, please, I know it's a good thing having sex with a girl. I know that you feel like you're on the top of the world, feels great, all that. But you got to think that anytime you're just, you may be close to getting in bed with her. But you have to have protection with you. In the car or in your wallet or something. I remember back in the day, not me, but back in the day, guys walk around with condoms in their wallets. Okay? It was cool to say, to go in your wallet and pull out a condom and show your boys, be like, oh, I'm ready. So, but today, that's not happening, it seems like. You're not taking control of the situation yourself and knowing yourself that you're not gonna get this girl pregnant. But you have to take precaution yourself not to get this girl pregnant. Because you don't wanna be one of those deadbeat men that's laying up with a woman and she's taking care of you. You don't even have a job, you're just sitting around every day. Getting the mail, watching TV, and smoking weed. You know, these deadbeat guys are out here, and there were some of these women, and I'm seeing some women now. Some of these women are on government support, and they got these men living up in the house with them, and they're not supposed to be living up in the house with them. But they got them living up in there anyway, and they're getting checks every month to take care of the bills and the rent. But they got this deadbeat man sitting up in the house with them, not working, not helping, but he's jumping up and down on her every night. Okay? I guess all I can see is that she likes what he's giving her in the bedroom. I can't see anything else, because if that wasn't there, I don't think he'd be there. But let me tell you something, ladies, and I know I got a lot of young ladies that listen to the show. Even my daughter listened to the show. But I'm telling you, young ladies, just like I tell my daughter, if he can't support you, if he can't help support you, if he can't help take care of everything, if you guys can't even go 50-50 on everything, you don't need him. You don't need a guy that sit around all the time and doesn't help with anything. You'd rather have a guy that's not that good in the bedroom. Excuse me. You can teach him. Okay? But he goes out every day, he works, he brings home money, he takes care of bills, he buys groceries. He's got a transportation for you, or he helps with transportation for you. That's not a deadbeat man. That's a man who's helping taking care of you. Don't get caught up with these deadbeat men. And the way you get caught up with them is you lay down with them. And you lay down with them with unprotected sex. Y'all see where I'm going here? I'm turning the corner now. So you're laying down with him unprotected. Unprotected sex. You let him come in without being protected. Can't do that. You know? Because when you do that, you're rolling the dice. Because it only takes one time. Contrarily to what some people think, we only had sex once. Well, that's one too many. Unprotected. It's just that one time. It's just that one time. You may have unprotected sex 7 times and not get pregnant. That 8th time, you getting pregnant, because that's all it takes. Okay? So protect yourselves against deadbeat men by protecting yourselves sexually. When you have sexual intercourse, protect yourself. You know, even if you are doing the pill thing, the birth control pills. Even if you are, still insist that the guy you're laying down with is protected as well. Then you can sleep easy at night knowing that, okay, you had good sex with someone and they, you know, everybody was protected. The chances go way down of getting pregnant at that point. Way down. And then, you know, I say all the time, try to get to know people, know guys, know ladies, know these women before you lay down with them. Guys and girls, do that. If you do that, then 9.9 times out of 10, you will not get her pregnant. They'll say, you are not the father of this child. Y'all with me? So, you know, so I don't understand why some women take care of deadbeat men. Get it together, guys. Get it together, girls. Take care of yourselves. Thank you for listening. Excuse me. Thank you for listening to the show, guys. And today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, EPA On Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, give them a call today, 770-732-0244. That number again, 770-732-0244. This is Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. Have a great day, guys.
I'm about to go, and behind you'll know for me to say, yeah, I got to be me. I'll be gone for a while.